11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And we continue our midterm report card with the professor, Jesse Nelson.
We did the offense. You both gave them a B. We move on to the defense. What grade do you give the Packers defense for the first 9 weeks of the 2025 NFL season? Professor Tausch?
Jason? I want Jason to go first. I went first offense. I want Jason.
All right, Professor Wilde.
Go first on defense.
Well, Tausch has got all the numbers. He's got the empirical data. I think you can't give them an A because of a couple of performances that have dragged them down. They still have another whole semester yet, though, to get their final grade. But I'm going to give them a B+, just missing the A- cut line. I'm going to give them a B+. As they are giving up 20.8 points per game. They are second in the NFL in terms of yards per play allowed, fewest yards per play. They're still fifth against the run despite last week's 163 yards allowed. Their third down percentage, they are at 35%, which is sixth best in the league. They're among the league's best. The problem is, as we have learned on this show when it comes to A.J. Hawk and other folks, expectations matter, and they set the expectations very high after those first two performances, and they have not consistently met those since. Tausch?
Well, I think creating turnovers is probably the reason you can't go as high as you'd like, because all of those numbers that that I just listed, whether it's 21.4 or 20.8, whatever, it's close. 197 yards passing per game, top 10. Micah Parsons, the difference that he's made, and when you start looking at early in the season, a couple garbage touchdowns, that adds up.
Mm-hmm.
But there haven't been as many impact plays as I guess I would like. I know Xavier McKinney made the great interception last week, but we haven't seen a ton of turnovers, which we saw last year. We saw more. And you add a Micah into the equation, you're hoping for more. So I still think that, to me, is the part that needs to improve. But this defense has given you, if you take that Dallas game out of the equation, I know you can't. This is an A team. This defense has been an A for me. But Dallas was an F. So I'm not going to go crazy and go down to a C. I am also giving this group a B. I can't go a ton higher because there have been opportunities. They gave up as great and as good of a defensive effort as we saw last week. They let Dowdle run the football, and they let old boy go down and get a game-winning field goal when we could have made a play here or there, right, and that wouldn't have happened. That was an opportunity. Now, they did close up shop in Arizona. They played a great game against the Browns, but in the same respect, gave up a game-winning field goal attempt that cost us that game. So I'm not putting any of that on the defense. I'm just stating great defenses don't do that. Really good defenses play great defense for a big chunk. Mike has closed up shop with the Cardinal game. He's been as good as I had hoped he'd be, but last week that group didn't show up. They didn't get after Bryce. And I thought they'd saw him in half. They didn't. So this week's going to be a heck of a test for them. But right now, this team is 5-2-1. They should be better. And it's another B for me. And that's, I think, where I'm at with this football team is that they're a good, solid football team that has shown great glimpses but has not been consistent enough to give me anything more than a B.
So if the Dallas game was an F, I agree with, what exactly, how would you grade Sunday's game against the Panthers? Because
for the defense?
Yeah, because they got
B+.
One takeaway, right?
Yep.
They at least in my opinion, didn't do a whole lot against the run. They gave up a season high by far, doubling the number of yards they had given up in on average against the run. You know,
yep.
Bryce Young did nothing in the passing game, but he threw it 20 times. They got the ball out quickly, so there's no pressure, really, numbers to be had. So they give up the big run that sets up the game-winning field goal. Like, that's like, even though they only gave up 16 points, that's like a C grade, right, for that performance?
I would be a little more generous, because you give up 16 points in the NFL, you got to win the game. You create a turnover. You gave up too much running the football to Dowdle,
including when the game's on the line.
Dude, you're in an NFL game and you gave up 102 yards passing. That's absurdly good. Like, it's absurdly good. So I know they didn't get after him. That Carolina had a good plan to limit what they could do. Created a turnover, had a strack where the ball's laying on the ground. Ball bounces the wrong way, and that happens in football. So I'm not going to be as harsh as you on the Carolina game, because they gave up 16 blanking points, dude. 102 blanking yards. That's nothing. Now, the running aspect of it, totally agree with you. Can't happen. Can't.
But it did. Jesse, you want to do special teams here and then do coaches next?
Sure. What grade do you give the special teams unit? But maybe a little wrinkle with this one.
Oh, wrinkly.
This seems like more of a pass-fail grade than it does a letter grade.
Oh, this is an F. No, I think this is an F. How do you go anything but an F?
So that would be failing, then.
Well, I mean, the addition of Lucas Haversick and kicking the franchise record longest field goal and preserving the kicking game while Brandon McManus has battled
injury.
You had
a kicker who you paid a bunch of money to, who Rob Domofsky boldly, and it was bold, wasn't going to miss a kick. He's missed big kicks in a couple of games.
Of them, yeah.
You've given up big returns. You've had field goals blocked. Have we had punts blocked?
No.
It feels like if we haven't, we probably will. It's just been bad. Now, is it better than what it was? I mean, it would have been like double F 2 or 3 weeks ago. But they shored some stuff up, and I'll give Bisacci a credit on that. But it's been a disaster overall. If you look at it, I don't even know where they're ranked. I don't care. My eye test tells me it's been Stink City USA. And we thought that this. I give Goody an A for bringing Haversick in, but they're not playing him. So yeah, it's cute. He did a great job filling in, and he deserves credit. But in the grand scheme, the special teams have been a disaster this year, people. I don't know how you could look at it any other way. We have a guy returning punts that's had concussion issues. I don't know if he...
I think Daniel Whelan has had a good year.
Hey, let's put... You know what? Why is nobody... Everybody's like, oh, you can't put Keyshawn Nixon back. He's our number one corner. But you know what? Let's put our number one wide out. With concussion issues, let's have him return punts. That's a great idea. Where's that outrage, Jason?
Well, I think that outrage it dissipated when they put Keyshawn Nixon out there on a punt return, and he couldn't handle it. And he fumbled it, muffed it, fumbled it, train wreck. Romeo catches the ball. Caught it on a bounce, I think, on Sunday on one of them. But, yeah, special teams is bad. I think Haversick helps the grading a little bit. I think the punting work, although he didn't even punt in Sunday's game, helps with Daniel Whelan. I think Bo Melton and Savion Williams have given them a little bit more in the kickoff return game than they had previously. But yeah, it's definitely a D at best. They haven't done anything. The whole idea. Remember when Rodgers said after they hired Bisaccia that no, it's no longer about just breaking even or not doing anything on special teams that loses us the game. He said now we expect them to be a lifting us up and helping us win games, not just not losing us games. How many times have they helped them win games? They did when Keyshawn was returning kickoffs for touchdowns. No doubt about that. But not recently.
How many years ago was that?
That feels like forever ago. 22 and 23?
Like, I legit, if I want to get my kids in your classes.
Because I gave them a D?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, sign up. What courses you offer next semester?
How to watch gymnastics.
That's pretty fun.
So our grading is roughly the same. Apparently, I'm the easy grader for giving out a D. But hey, I'll take that. It is definitely a better grade.
You're that professor that our advisors in college would say, "Yeah, get in his class. That'll be good." That's what that is.
Because I'm not flunking them.
What do you got to do to get an F? I mean, granted, I'm not going to get
turnovers.
I'm not getting
into. How many times have they turned the ball over? How many times have they fumbled a return like they did in the opener or in the playoff game with Keyshawn Nixon? Like, I have not seen enough complete.
Didn't Golden fumble one last week and recover it? Or didn't somebody, and then they put
that's not a
Jobs back
does,
out there?
Does the blocked field...
Well, you asked how many times they fumbled it.
No, I asked how many times they turned it over.
The blocked point after that the Cowboys ran back for 2 points and ended up forcing a tie instead
that was
of
certainly, nah. That's certainly one.
They tried hard. Oh, they tried hard. Let's give them a point for effort. Let's give them some points for effort. Oh, they showed up. It is kind of how grading goes now. You show up, you're going to get a C.
Let me know when you're done.
I'm getting close.
They have not given up a touchdown
Boys,
return.
Get it and roll up in Wildy's class. We can keep everybody eligible. Let's go. F's going on there.
Do you stay eligible if you're getting D's across the board? All you have to do is pass to remain eligible
I'll tell you
in
this,
college?
You got a better chance. You got a better chance of staying eligible with a D than you do with an F. I can tell you that.
They haven't given up a touchdown return other than the 2-point conversion return. I didn't think it was worthy of an F.
The old low
such
bar
an easy grader. Not like you're acting like I gave them a B. Be that as it may, you know who gets an A from us? Our friends at Jones Dairy
Farm. Yes, indeed. Absolutely, Jones Dairy Farm, family-owned and operated for 7 generations in Fort Atkinson all the way back to 1889, best known for their all-natural sausage made from their original family recipe. Couldn't get Philip to give me that recipe, that old rascal. Pork, chicken, and turkey, and it's all-natural. None of those fillers, nitrates, MSG, only fresh meat and their seasonings, and it is beautiful, and boy, oh boy. Be on the lookout. We got some fun stuff brewing. I'm going to be doing something tomorrow that is going to be big-time fun, and it's going to be with Jones Dairy. Find all of the Jones Dairy products in grocery stores across Wisconsin. Check the website at jonesdairyfarm.com.
Matt LaFleur is currently at the podium, giving some injury updates on who may or may not practice today. We'll have that, plus we'll grade the coaching and the front office as part of our midterm grades. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur at the podium at Lambeau Field. Per Weston Hodkevich on filling the void created by Tucker Kraft's injury, quote, "Everybody has to pull a little bit more and do a little bit more. It's not just on one position group." Also, from an injury perspective, Dontavion Wicks will return to practice today from his calf injury in a limited capacity. He's missed the last two games. Lucas Van Ness.
Let's go.
Not practicing.
That's not good.
Matthew Golden will practice today on a limited basis. Let's he left go. Sunday's game okay. with his shoulder injury. And Matt LaFleur on the tush push, which maybe you missed this story.
Oh, boy.
But the Packers tried to have it banned. All on their own, not at the behest of anyone in the league. They just didn't like it. They did it all because they just didn't like the play. That's sarcasm. Matt LaFleur says, and again, quoting here from Weston, the NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try and stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop. The best way to stop it is to not allow it to happen. Obviously, meaning... Keep them
that's
out of short yardage situations. Yeah.
Sure.
All right, Jesse, let's continue grading the Packers at the midterms.
Well, speaking of the head coach at the podium, what grade do you give head coach Matt LaFleur, who has been...
Old boy's going first on this one.
Highly
I can't
critiqued,
wait to hear this.
Especially on Green Bay game night in the last few weeks, from what I've heard. What grade do we give Matt LaFleur and the Packers coaching staff through the first half of this season?
I am going to give an exemption for Rich Bisaccia. I'm pulling him out of the equation because that would tug down the overall grade too much. No, I think Matt LaFleur has been better than a lot of Packer fans, personally. I'm giving him a B. I don't think it's as bad as everybody. I think he's trying to find some things. The O-line hasn't been as good. I really believe he is matured. He's not firing challenge flags because he's mad. He's not crying during halftime interviews, at least not that I've seen yet. So is that a low bar? Certainly. But the offense is – the rankings of where this offense is not – we all act like this offense stinks. Oh, he's uncreative because we didn't punt last week. Is you know, Savion Williams fumbles the football. We miss a kick. I am not as down on this offense and Matt LaFleur as others are. So if you want to give him a crap grade, great. I also, Jeff Hafley in this defense has been pretty good. He deserves some love. I'm giving him a B. I feel good about giving him a B, too.
And you're not including Rich Bisaccia in your coaching
No, I pulled
grades.
Bisaccia. The Bisaccia pull would give it to a C, and I'm not doing that because I don't think it's fair.
Matt LaFleur gets a B. From old T. I think Jeff Hafley, again, the expectation game, has the defense, in your opinion, lived up to the expectations that you had for it? Whether those expectations
take the Cowboy
were
game, take
going into the
Cowboy
season.
Cowboy game out of it, yes. Cowboy game in it, was a gut punch to me, and it made me rethink where we're at.
Yeah, I'm giving – I don't know if we're exempting Rich Bisaccia. What individual grade are you giving him? An F, like his units?
Bisaccia? Yeah, it's an F.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give him a C-plus as a group, not if we're taking Bisaccia out of it. They have not figured out a way to get the offensive line clicking. The run game has been inconsistent. Defensively, they started with their hair on fire, and they have not been that as often as I expected. Now, again, maybe as the teacher of this class, I had raised expectations because of their first two homework assignments they turned in against Detroit and Washington. But the consistency of their performance, and by the way, For all the other good things that they have statistically on defense, which they do, you can't emphasize something to the degree that they have and not get results. So C plus for me, and that's not factoring in a Bisaccia pull down of the grade. All right, what about what's
so
the other one?
You're a numbers guy. You're a numbers guy.
I love
so
a good number.
Throw numbers
yeah.
at you, big shooter. They're averaging almost 26 points a game. Which is 11th.
Had half of that on Sunday.
360 yards, 8th total offense per game.
Mm-hmm.
They're 8th in passing at almost 248 yards. And their run game is middling. It's average. It's average. 113 yards a game.
Yep.
So I gave him an above average grade. I didn't give him an A. I didn't give him a B. I gave him a B.
I wasn't critiquing your grade. I just gave a different grade than you did.
No, I just got a text from my old buddy TJ Marini. He's getting after me. Oh, you got and all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. The offense is where it is. They're not an A. They're not a C. It's a B. Like, it's not absurd. Matt LaFleur's group and how they've approached.
Whoa, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the text from whoever sent it to you.
All right.
Matt LaFleur. I'm quoting a tweet from Matt Schneidman. Says the Packers will go with whichever kicker gives them the best chance to win. Both Brandon McManus and Lucas Haversick will kick today. Bill Huber augments that by saying, it will be a competitive situation this week. Tausch, your thoughts?
Not shocked.
Not surprised. Shocked either, but now what a situation this has become. What a quagmire.
I think I might. Can I put that special teams grade at an F minus? This is what happens when you come back. I think McManus came back earlier than he should have.
Mm-hmm.
Haversick has done a great job. He's not missed a kick, and McManus has missed kicks. So it is a tough position. Kicking in the NFL is tough. You don't get a time to grow. You don't get all. There's things you just don't get that same grace you get at other spots. So this tells me Haversick's going to be kicking on Monday. That's what this tells me. Maybe he struggles and he can't handle the pre. I don't think that's going to be the case. But McManus, this is a case where maybe if he loses this competition, as Bill Huber put out, maybe you then put him on that little short-term IR, let him get healed up. I still, even though I've told you they're going to keep two kickers on their roster.
You did.
McManus, if you need bodies and you need guys, if there's some injuries, short-term IR, let him get rested and healthy so he can be ready to go for the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you do it, I still want McManus as my kicker. I just want to make sure I'm clear about
that. A competitive situation, that tells me that they think he's healthy enough to compete. That it's not injury-related. It's performance-based now.
Maybe it's forcing McManus to say, I'm not healthy and I need a beat.
Rob Domofsky tweets, Matt LaFleur said he still has the utmost confidence in McManus. I don't know if you can say you have the utmost confidence in someone who is now competing to keep that job that you have the utmost confidence in him to do. They will go with whoever gives us the best opportunity to compete and win. That is your update from Matt LaFleur. Packers practicing today. We'll have more. I'll head over to Lambeau Field after we're done here. I got a good night's sleep last night on my Steinhoffel's mattress. But you can get a better night's sleep because you know that those nights are hard to come by. And you're not alone if you're feeling that way. And the right mattress can make all the difference. That's why Helix Sleep and Steinhoffel's have teamed up to bring their award-winning mattresses to Steinhoffel's. Now you can try Helix in person, something you can't do just anywhere. Right now, Steinhoffel's is offering 20% off all Helix mattress orders just for our listeners. Head on over to steinhoffels.com to learn more. Helix Sleep at Steinhoffel's. Better sleep starts now. We may grade the front office. We may just do Wonelli. Surprise us, Jesse. That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
So, Jesse, are we doing Wonelli? What command decision have you made
I am deciding that I think we should finish our midterm grades. That's what I would like to do here. I want to hear what your grade the front office, and then I'd also like to hear an overall grade for the team for the first half of the 2025 NFL season.
Well, let me ask you this. Before we make that decision, what was on the docket for Wonelly?
What did we have on the docket here for Wonelly?
I don't know.
We had... we should bring back the 24-hour college basketball marathon to start the season. I missed
that. Yeah, I agree with that.
That's a lot of fun.
I agree with that.
Bradley played at 10 a.m. the other day. They kind of brought like a mini version of it back, but we need it on ESPN round the clock.
I agree.
I want to say they shouldn't have changed the rules about the college football playoff because it's two Big Ten and two SEC teams with first-round byes, and everyone's going to hate that. But we were it fair instead of Arizona State getting a bye.
Well, it's true. That's the way it should be. So that's no, I disagree with you on that.
And thoughts on Broncos Raiders Thursday Night Football tonight? Amazon Prime.
Stinko. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
So Tausch, what grade do you give the Packers front office and general manager Brian Gutekunst for the first half of this season?
Well, this is tough because you pulled off one of the great heists since the Louvre. The Louvre heist in getting
didn't those guys just get caught?
Yeah.
And the Louvre heist happened after the Packers traded for Micah Parsons, so they pulled off the best heist since the Micah Parsons trade.
You get my point. You understand my point. So I because if this was normal and Goody didn't do anything at the trade deadline and it was just based off of what he did to make this roster better this past offseason, his grade wouldn't be very good in my eyes because his two big free agent pickups have not panned out to the point where they are.
It's
but
true.
I don't know how you can go, and if you think that Micah Parsons is a transformative defensive player, and I do, and I think he has been, I don't know how you can't give the whole thing an A. So, I understand that if this was not for Micah, and being the Myles Garrett and him are the two premier dudes, this would be a C minus D offseason for Goody. But his A is so strong for so long, I have to give him an A. And I know that'll be criticized, and I'm fine with it. Getting Micah Parsons at age 25 or whatever, however, well, 25, 26, whatever he is, for the next 4 years paired with Jordan Love is a coup on coup. And that's an A. So, yeah, Hobbs has not panned out. Agreed. He also didn't re-sign Jair and keep Tim around. That's an A, getting rid of it. So that C turns into like a mid-B because you made the counter move to it. Now, the Banks move and the Elton Jenkins move, that's tugging. That almost pulled me down to an A-. Almost! But I'm staying with an A. That's my grade.
So you do well on one project, and it's such an impressive diorama of the solar system or whatever your take-home
project is. Yeah, it was 85% of your grade. Yeah, you've had classes. I had a biomolecular chemistry class. It all came down to my final 25-page single-spaced typed paper. That was the grade.
Biomolecular chemistry?
Yes. And don't ask me. I don't have a ton. I'd rather talk about marbles. Yeah, we thought there was a Professor Wilde. That's a whole other story. It was 100% of your grade. That was your grade. That's what this is to me.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think it is an impressive A. I will be curious if we get to the end of Micah Parsons' contract and the Packers have not won a Super Bowl. Will you change your view of that acquisition?
Yep. Okay. I will.
I know I'm the Goody hater on the panel. I think the Micah Parsons grade is a very, very, very strong A. I do think, and by the way, if they had gotten Micah Parsons during the same offseason that they added Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney, it would be the greatest A in American history. Like, it would be 1,000,000% A plus 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 plus. But I'm sorry, Hobbs and Banks, and Banks was playing better, it seemed, right? Brian said that to us. But now he's dealing with an issue again. Now we'll see if he's ready to go on Monday night. But I'm sorry, those have to drag them down. They just have to. So a B, I think, is still a very good grade, probably even a B plus, because of the strength of the Micah Parsons acquisition. But I can't give you an A when your two free agent pickups. I mean, you're thin at corner. You paid a guy to be the solution there that allowed you to move on from Corey Ballantyne, Robert Rochelle, and of course Jair Alexander. And he has not come anywhere close to expectations. And now he's, you know, getting shut down for a couple weeks. The agent's telling everybody, you know, that he's been playing hurt, and that's why he hasn't been playing at a high level. So I cannot in good conscience give an A, despite the reputation I have as an easy grader. But I am happy to give a B plus, because that's how good the acquisition.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to fight you on that.
Of Micah Parsons.
I understand your point. I was about ready. I was trying to circulate a good analogy. If you gave him a B minus or a C plus, I was trying to come up with an analogy. I don't think it's good, but I'm going to just go with
this. But you're going to go with it anyway, because you love analogies so much that even if it sucks, you're going to deliver it.
Yes.
Okay.
So this would be like you get on an airplane and you have the best pilot, and that pilot gets you from here to Stratford-upon-Avon. Gets you perfect. Uh-huh. And you have a flight attendant. She only has Diet Pepsi. She doesn't have Diet Coke. Oh, well, you know what? I'm upset about that. It's
a
shit
bubbler.
You got the pilot got you there beautifully, but you didn't have the right soda. That's what this is to me. That's how big of a gap Hobbsy is to Mike or to Micah. That's how I look at this.
I prefer Pepsi.
As all of us do.
Pepsi Zero Sugar, great mixer on game days.
Especially with some Tito's.
I only go ginger ale on airplanes.
It settles your tummy? I don't understand. Yeah, that analogy is terrible, because the alternative
is
having the pilot crash the plane?
No, you could have a pilot that doesn't really know what they're doing, and you end up landing you in, like, Brazil.
You know? Stratford, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you end up there with Ben Barton and the Stratford Tigers. Yeah.
Good football.
That's a good one, Jesse. It's much better.
Thank you.
Yes.
Last grade, if I may ask, because we're running out of time here. What is your what is your overall grade for the Green Bay Packers as an entire franchise for the first half of the 2025 season?
Simple. It's a B. It's a B. They're above average. They're not star-spangled awesome. They're good. They've been better than the opponent more often than they're not. They've been flawed, but they've been able to recover. And they're taking home a grade that, you know, I think just like a lot of us that have kids that we think should be doing A work. But if there's a tough class, a biomolecular chemistry perhaps, and you come back with a B, you say, all right, you got a B this semester. I think you can do better. I think you can get to an A, but we got to start cleaning some stuff up. You can't sit there on YouTube shorts all night and watch all these stupid clips and play video games. And you need to focus in and dial it up a little bit more. And if you do that, all of a sudden that B becomes an A. That's how I would look at the Packers season so far.
Is B work good enough
to make a playoff run and not win a championship? Yeah.
Okay.
Not to win a championship. It's not.
Okay. Then we agree on that. Like there are some schools where B work will get you in without any trouble at all. There are other schools where those B's just aren't good enough. You're going to get waitlisted. It would seem to me that the Packers are definitely B students. They are very much above average. I do not anticipate them being the valedictorians of the 2025 NFL season. So I am with you on the B, but I don't know. I feel like our expectations were higher than a B grade. And they've got that second semester, the post-midterms, to change the grade. But they're going to have to do it with, like, how's this for an analogy? They need glasses, and they can't see the chalkboard or the whiteboard at the front of the classroom because they don't have Tucker Kraft. He's their glasses that allows them to learn and be better students.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Okay. Associated Bank is the best bank in the business. They've got the best customer service. They've got the awards to prove it, whether it's early pay, whether it's credit monitoring, whether it's fraud protection, all three of which I take advantage of. Or it's Packers checking, Brewers checking, or Badgers checking, which I don't have. I just have the Associated Bank logo on my debit card. They're the best in the business, and they've got the awards to prove it. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We've got a little event coming up soon with Associated Bank as well. We will wrap up the show.
You see Jesse's very fun pun there. On our little
Jesse,
picture.
Share it with the class.
Tucker Lenscraft, am I right?
That's good.
Warby Tucker.
Happy birthday. That's good, Jesse.
Warby Tucker's good, too.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I watch a lot of Law and Order. I don't know necessarily the rules of, where you read your Miranda rights, etc. But you confessed to something that I'm pretty sure is a major violation of ESPN Wisconsin Contest.com.
You don't understand. Sometimes I can't tell if you were being serious or if you're like being naive. Like, I sent that text. Obviously, I copied it from someone that texted me and sent it to you guys to kind of reiterate the point on this bigger number to call. You really think I sat here and called in a number I don't even know to win an Iron Jock lightweight hoodie that I have already?
We should have the Badgers radio analyst on this week talking about the big game on Saturday.
So I clarified behind the scenes. Tausch sends us a text.
I thought you were joking.
I thought you were testing your theory because you're you're an instigator.
Ugh. I'm not Woody Woodpecker, bro. My old neighbor Devin, who is an awesome to great fan of the show, really from the jump, and he. I don't know if he streams it where he shouldn't be when he's working. He's a big dog. I'm not going to say where he works, but he's a big dog. And he texted me after we put caller 65 out and read the text that I copied and sent you. And you can see if people that are listening think this is something I would text
you guys. I was caller 61. Higher numbers give people that are streaming the show a chance to win with the delay. That strikes me as the kind of
statement.
That's
something I would write myself.
Yes,
really?
That it's a good Jesse. Idea we should do. You were the one who asked for 65.
I think it's a great idea.
I was about to agree with you that I think we should do higher numbers, and I thought it was a good idea by you.
You thought that I typed this out, said, Jason and Jesse, I was caller 61. Oh, no, higher numbers give people that are streaming the show. Thought I did that.
There is punctuation, which maybe should have tipped me off.
I don't do punctuation. Yes.
If I may,
Jesse,
as the legal expert on the panel who did serve on a jury this year, I would say that when examining this particular evidence, it would appear that the tone that the text was copied and sent in was not the same tone that Tausch typically sends his text in, because we very clearly understood the point of what the text was that he sent to us, going against us being usually confused. There's no room for interpretation there. Therefore, in the court of discernible evidence, I would say this appeared to not be Tausch. Jason should have known that.
What this did reaffirm, and thank you, Devin, A, for being awesome. Yeah, and being
we should
a
do
great
higher number callers.
Also, I
higher
with that.
Numbers needs to be at play, because as we've built our digital streaming and all this
digital empire,
we want to be very open and give everybody an opportunity. So, Devin, you've just made Jesse's life a little more difficult. And for that,
and
I think we can all
thank
say
you.
Thank you for your service.
Except me.
What a great place to end today's show.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for your text
might
that you copied
off.
And pasted and plagiarized.
I can't believe you legit thought I did that. That is so absurd.
I thought you were justifying your caller 65, and I thought,
no.
And quite frankly,
when do I feel like I have to justify that to you? Well, come on,
because
now.
I think it's a good idea. We should do it moving forward. We have to go, as much as I'd love to stay and listen to this ridiculousness. The show's over. Go home. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us. Have a great
Boone
day. Take care. Be good.
Go Boone a bar.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.